Our next panel is on the intersection of mass torts and bankruptcy. We have two panelists here on the stage, and we also have one that will be joining us virtually, so you will see him on the screen. There he is. This is thank you, Judge Roel Ferguson, for joining us. He's joining us virtually here. Hopefully, yes, you can see him there. All right. Judge Ferguson retired as a United States District Judge in 2013 after 19 years on the bench. He was named the founding dean of the University of North Texas Dallas College of Law in 2012. He retired from that position in 2018 after getting provisional accreditation for the law school. He now practices law with his wife at a law firm that bears their name, doing mediations and arbitrations. Before taking the bench, Judge Ferguson practiced law for 24 years in El Paso. He's a fellow of the American College of Trial Lawyers, and he served with great distinction while he was on the bench and served in numerous roles during that time, and is the recipient of many honors, and we're so glad he's joining us here today. Up on the stage with us, we have Greg Gordon. Greg Gordon is a partner at Jones Day in the Dallas office. He represents clients in complex, high-profile Chapter 11 cases and corporate restructurings. His experience includes out-of-court restructurings, prepacs, and distressed M&A transactions, as well as cross-border insolvencies. In recent years, you may have seen Greg because he's assisted clients, many clients, in achieving resolutions with mass tort liabilities in asbestos and talc cases. We also have Adam Silverstein. He is a partner in the litigation department of Otterberg PC. He's also been involved in some very high-profile cases. He's a complex litigator. He's been doing this for 30 years. He successfully first-chaired both jury and non-jury trials to verdict, litigated arbitrations to award and confirmation, argued appeals in federal and state court. He has substantial experience litigating attempts by corporations to resolve their mass tort liabilities through bankruptcy. So we have a great duo up here on the stage. And with that, please join me in welcoming our panel.
All right, well, Adam and I don't agree on many things. We agree on virtually nothing, actually, but we did agree on how to start the presentation, and then we'll see how it goes from there. So what we thought we would do, well, first of all, let me say we have written materials we put together. Largely that was Adam's team that put those together. It's a slide deck. I know those will be available to you both online, I think hard copy. We don't plan to go through the deck today because we'd never get through it. But our plan is instead to really cover three issues primarily, or three groups of issues. One is to talk about the Texas two-step and the dismissal rulings that have occurred in the last few years with respect to that. And I should point out that Texas two-step is not a phrase that we use on the company side. That's a derogatory moniker that's been placed on the strategy by the plaintiff's bar. And we'll have a debate about that. We've been on the opposite sides of that issue in the LTL case. Then we're going to talk about non-consensual third-party releases. As you know, that's an issue that's come to the forefront in the Purdue case, also in Boy Scouts. And then we're going to talk more generally about resolving mass tort claims by settlement and the sort of pros and cons of doing so, either in bankruptcy or outside of bankruptcy, and primarily in MDLs. And, you know, we thought that we would use the LTL, the J&J LTL case, as sort of the basis to talk about all these issues, because all these issues have come up in one form or another in the two LTL cases. And at the same time, as we do that, we'll talk about some of these other cases as well. And I've already mentioned, you know, Boy Scouts and Purdue, but also we'll talk a bit about the decisions in Arrow. And then we'll talk a little bit about the cases, the similar, quote-unquote, Texas two-step cases in Charlotte, North Carolina, where some of these same issues have been raised. So with that, I'm going to do a very brief overview of the LTL cases just to set the stage, and then we'll launch into our debate about the Texas two-step. So LTL is an affiliate of Johnson & Johnson. As we heard multiple times in the litigation, Johnson & Johnson is one of the largest, most profitable companies in the world. I think we heard repeatedly it has a net worth of $500 billion or more. and it had an affiliate, Johnson & Johnson Consumer, Inc., that became besieged by talc litigation, primarily based on allegations that its ubiquitous Johnson & Johnson baby powder product contains asbestos and therefore caused cancer.